This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Better access to COVID-19 vaccines for low- and middle-income nations is likely to top the agenda again Thursday as the United Nations General Assembly convenes at UN headquarters in New York. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa, Chad's President Mahatma Idris Deby, and Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni lead off the list, a long list of African leaders set to address the assembly Thursday, where vaccine access has been a major topic all week. While wealthy nations such as the United States have had vaccine doses widely available to their populations for months and are now making plans for booster shots, other nations have struggled to get first doses delivered to their populations. The African Center for Disease Control and Prevention reports just 4% of the continent's population is fully vaccinated. Ramaphosa was among a group of leaders who participated in a virtual summit Wednesday convened by U.S. President Joe Biden to discuss boosting efforts to vaccinate people all over the world. Biden announced Wednesday the U.S. was buying another 500 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine to distribute to other nations. Meanwhile, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration late Wednesday authorized a third shot of the Pfizer vaccine for Americans 65 years and older and adults at high risk for severe illness. Wednesday's decision also approved a booster shot for people in certain occupations, such as healthcare workers, teachers, grocery store employees, and those in homeless shelters or prisons. The authorization will likely pave the way for Thursday's vote by an advisory committee of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention concerning which group of Americans will be eligible to receive the Pfizer booster shots. More information on this story and others at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Cumbre Viejo volcano on La Palma, one of Spain's territorial Canary Islands, erupted for a fifth day Thursday. The volcano remained steadily active throughout the night and continued as the sun rose over the island Thursday morning, pulsing lava from the mountainside. A wall of black lava has advanced slowly westward since Sunday, incinerating everything in its path, including houses, schools, and the banana plantations that produce the island's biggest export. The lava has destroyed nearly 200 houses and forced thousands of people to flee. A cloud of sulfur dioxide is expected to move east in the coming hours over the rest of the Canary Archipelago, the Iberian Peninsula, and the Mediterranean Sea. The U.S. military Wednesday announced its plan to implement a series of recommendations for dealing with sexual assault and sexual harassment among its personnel. An independent review panel presented a series of actions that the Defense Department should take to address accountability, prevention, culture, and victim care. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin Wednesday approved a roadmap to carry out those steps, saying he expects Pentagon leaders to move swiftly and deliberately to implement it. A 2018 Pentagon survey estimated that more than 20,000 U.S. service members experienced sexual assault that year. Florida's newly appointed Surgeon General has signed a new coronavirus quarantine guidelines. One day after taking the job, Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo, appointed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, says the new rules allow parents to decide whether their children should quarantine or stay in school after being exposed to someone who is tested positive. The CDC recommends an unvaccinated student should quarantine for 14 days if they are exposed. It can be shortened to 7 days by testing negative. Unchanged are rules allowing schools in Florida to adopt mask mandates as long as students can opt out. Meanwhile, a new study published this week indicates pregnant women who are vaccinated against COVID-19 also pass on the coronavirus antibodies to their unborn children. The study, conducted by researchers at the New York University's Grossman School of Medicine, examined 36 newborns whose mothers received either the Pfizer or Moderna two-dose COVID vaccines before giving birth, and found that every baby had antibodies when they were delivered. As the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season reaches its peak, forecasters at the U.S. National Hurricane Center are watching a tropical depression in the southern Atlantic, which they say is likely to be a hurricane in the next 48 hours. Tropical Depression 18 is likely to become Tropical Storm Sam before the end of the day Thursday and continue strengthening into Friday. It's still nearly 3,000 kilometers from the Leeward Islands of the Caribbean, but forecasters say the storm is on a westward track, which could bring it precariously close to land. This is VOA News, via remote.